Arkham Horror LCG Strategy Bible 2026, Deck Building, Rules, Mistakes, Solo Setup, Campaign Tempo and How to Actually Win. Margot here. The cabinet is open, the lights are low and the details matter. To get good at Arkham Horror LCG, stop treating it like a puzzle you must solve perfectly. Build decks with jobs, spend actions on tempo, resign before greed eats the campaign, and use difficulty taboo as tuning tools. Start with a reliable clue plan, an enemy plan, enough economy, and a written first 10xp upgrade path. Arkham Horror. The card game does not usually lose new players at the checkout page. It loses them on the second night, when a rules question eats 20 minutes, a true solo investigator cannot pick up clues and kill monsters, and the campaign log begins to look like it was written by a vindictive librarian. Margot built this as the missing desk manual. Not another by order, not a fan wiki rewrite, but a playable answer to the questions players keep bringing to Reddit, BoardGameGeek, ArkhamDB, and every table where somebody has just drawn the wrong token at the worst possible moment. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. What is Arkham Horror LCG really testing? The beginner mistake is thinking the goal is to pass every test. Arkham is meaner and more elegant than that. Your real job is to spend limited actions on the things that move the scenario forward while absorbing the bad luck you cannot fully control. Every round has a clock. The agenda adds doom. The mythos deck throws work onto the table. Enemies create action taxes. Locations demand clues. A good player does not eliminate pressure. A good player decides which pressure can wait. If a turn does not gain tempo, prevent collapse, or set up a future tempo swing, I make it confess why it exists. Margot says this softly, then somehow your entire table stops taking decorative draw actions. How should a beginner build an Arkham Investigator deck? ArkhamDB is wonderful, but net decking too early can hide the lesson. Before you copy a list, write the job description. Who gets clues? Who handles enemies? Who pays for expensive assets? Who draws cards? Who can take horror without becoming a campaign liability? For a first custom deck, Margot wants reliability over cleverness. Enough icons to commit, enough economy to play your plan, enough cheap cards to avoid passing while broke, and a few ways to turn one action into two clues, two damage, or one clean escape. Margot's 30-card audit: count the cards that help you find clues, handle enemies, pay costs, draw filter, protect health sanity, and commit icons. If one column is empty, your deck is not mysterious. It is unfinished. Should you play true solo, two-handed, two-player, or four-player? Community advice splits for a reason. True solo is fast, elegant, and brutally swingy. One investigator must cover cluing, combat, mobility, economy, and survivability. Two-handed solo gives you the fuller game at the cost of more upkeep. Two players is the cleanest teach. Four players is cinematic, but the downtime and encounter math punish a table that has not learned its roles. Beginner recommendation: learn with two investigators if possible. If you are alone and patient, two-handed solo teaches Arkham better than true solo. If you insist on true solo, pick a flexible investigator and lower the difficulty until the game teaches instead of merely judging. True solo is not the easy mode. It is the small boat crossing, beautiful, fast, and very aware of every leak, which rules mistakes quietly wreck beginner campaigns. The most expensive Arkham errors are rarely dramatic. They are small timing mistakes that change the whole campaign, advancing the agenda at the wrong moment, forgetting attacks of opportunity, misplaying evade, mishandling spawn prey, or counting victory cards incorrectly. Margot's table rule: if a mistake affects future campaign state, correct it immediately. If it only made a single test slightly nicer or uglier, note the rule and keep the night alive. The perfect rules correction is not worth killing a campaign group. The doom check that saves arguments: doom usually advances during the mythos phase after doom is placed, and the threshold is met. Do not advance the agenda instantly every time doom appears on a card unless the card says so. The attack of opportunity check: if an enemy is ready and engaged with you, ask before taking actions that are not fight, evade, parley, or resign. Many beginner deaths are just unpaid enemy taxes. How do you pilot a scenario without chasing every clue? Arkham scenarios are not escape rooms where every object must be solved. They are pressure puzzles. Read the act. Read the agenda. Find the shortest route to progress. Then decide what victory points are worth the time. The expert habit is ruthless. clear high-value locations, leave low-value distractions, and resign when the campaign rewards survival. Losing a scenario with XP, low trauma, and a clean log can be better than winning with a broken table and no will to play next week. The cleanest Arkham players know which clue is beneath them. How should you spend XP across an Arkham campaign? XP is not prize money. It is repair material. After every scenario, name the failure that came up most often. Too poor, too slow, too fragile, too few clues, too little damage, too much dead draw. Your first upgrades should answer that failure. The first 10 XP should mostly buy compression and reliability. A better clue event, a stronger weapon, card draw that finds your engine, upgraded economy, or a permanent that fixes setup. Save the exotic build around cards until the foundation already works. Roles make the table kinder. Clover, Fighter, Flex, Support Arkham is cooperative, but cooperation is not four people building four main characters. The table works when every investigator knows their first duty and their emergency duty. A Clover should collect evidence efficiently and carry a panic answer for enemies. A Fighter should prevent enemies from consuming team actions and carry a way to contribute when the map is quiet. A Flex character handles awkward maps. Support turns bad turns into survivable turns. At expert difficulty, role clarity is mercy. I pick the pretty investigator first. Margot lets me, then quietly asks how I plan to pass a will test. Rude, useful. How much chaos bag math do you actually need? You do not need tournament math to respect the bag. You need three questions. What tokens fail this test? What do I lose if I fail? Is the card I commit worth more here than later? On easy normal, overcommitting every test starves your future hand. On hard expert, undercommitting important tests is wishful thinking in a hat. The skill is not always hitting plus two. The skill is knowing when plus zero is fine, when plus two is responsible, and when the test is not worth taking. Difficulty, taboo, and expert play. Tune the knife before blaming the cook. Arkham has official difficulty levels and an evolving frequently asked questions taboo environment, because the system is meant to be tuned. Easy is not shameful. It is a way to learn scenario shape and campaign rhythm. Normal is the usual table. Hard and expert demand tighter deck building, better token math, and fewer decorative actions. Taboo is best treated as a living balance layer for experienced players. Do not add it to your first campaign because someone online sounded stern. Add it when your card pool is wide enough that the strongest cards are flattening choices. Campaign order. Pick the next nightmare by table skill, not shelf envy. The community regularly points beginners toward earlier, cleaner campaign structures before the weirder modern boxes. That does not mean the newer campaigns are wrong. It means your table should learn how Arkham breathes before choosing a campaign that plays with the walls. Margot's current ladder. Core first, then a clean campaign such as Dunwich or Carcosa if you want fundamentals. Add newer and stranger campaigns once the group has roles, storage, and campaign night discipline. Drowned City is wonderful as mood, not as a first rules teacher. Storage, setup, and the 10-minute rule Arkham setup can become archaeology if you let every encounter set live in one beautiful disaster. The best storage system is not the fanciest insert. It is the system that gets scenario cards, encounter sets, investigator decks, tokens, and campaign log onto the table in 10 minutes. Label dividers by encounter set. Keep active investigator decks in separate boxes. Put chaos tokens where every player can reach them. Store campaign logs with the campaign. Sleeve the cards you shuffle constantly before sleeving 1,000 cards you may not play for 6 months. Make Arkham more fun. Culture is a strategy layer. The best Arkham tables are not the ones that win most. They are the ones that come back. Read flavor text out loud when the table wants mood. Skip it when everyone is tired. Put one person in charge of rules lookups. Let another keep the campaign log. Decide before the finale whether takebacks are generous, strict, or reserved for rules mistakes. And please narrate failure. Arkham is at its funniest when a failed test becomes a story instead of a personal insult from a token. What to buy once the strategy starts working if the core hooked you by pain point. Need a better ready character? Add an investigator deck. Want a full story? Add a campaign expansion. Want deeper deck building for everyone? Add an investigator expansion. Want to become very happy and slightly impossible to schedule? Keep a campaign night protected. The strategy guide answer is deliberately boring. Do not buy to fix a table that has not learned the tempo yet. Buy when the table knows exactly what it wants more of. The No Regret Buy Order Core Set 1 Investigator Deck, if needed 1 Campaign Expansion Investigator Expansion, Depth More Campaigns only when the table is asking for them. Final Verdict. Arkham rewards the player who can be haunted and practical at the same time. Build decks with jobs. Spend XP on problems. Use easy without shame, hard without vanity, and taboo only when it makes choices better. Above all, keep the campaign alive. The mythos can kill an investigator. Sloppy table culture kills the whole game night. Frequently asked questions. What is the best beginner strategy for Arkham Horror LCG? Build or choose decks with clear jobs, then spend actions on tempo, clues, enemy control, movement that advances the act, and setup that pays off quickly. Do not try to pass every test or clear every location. Is Arkham Horror LCG better true solo or two-handed solo? True solo is faster but much swingier because one investigator must do everything. Two-handed solo has more upkeep, but it teaches the cooperative role structure better and is usually kinder to beginners who can manage two hands. What should every beginner Arkham deck include? A clue plan, an enemy plan, economy, card draw filter, health sanity protection, useful skill icons, and a first upgrade path. If one of those is missing, the deck will eventually ask another player to pay for it. Should new players use taboo? Usually no. Learn on easy or normal without taboo first. Add taboo when your card pool and experience are broad enough that the strongest cards are flattening interesting choices. Why do people recommend Dunwich or Carcosa early? They are common early campaign recommendations because they teach campaign fundamentals and mood without requiring the table to understand every modern twist first. Newer campaigns can be excellent, but they are often better after the group knows the base rhythm. How do I know when to resign in Arkham Horror LCG? Resign when the remaining rewards are not worth the trauma, time, or campaign risk. A clean escape with XP and a survivable log can be better than one more greedy location that breaks the next scenario. What are the most common rules mistakes? Doom timing, attacks of opportunity, evade exhaust timing, retaliate alert, spawn prey placement, weakness handling, and victory display XP counting. Keep the current rules reference nearby and appoint one rules reader. Is Arkham Horror LCG competitive or tournament level? Arkham is cooperative, not a normal tournament game. Here, tournament level means convention hard or expert table discipline, clean deck rolls, tight upgrade planning, strong token math, and fewer wasted actions. Should I copy decks from Arkham DB? Yes, but use them as lessons. Read why the deck works, identify its role, and understand the upgrade path. Copying without understanding can win a scenario and still leave you unable to build the next deck. What should I buy after the core set? Buy by need. An investigator deck for one better ready character, a campaign expansion for a full story, or an investigator expansion when the whole group wants deeper deck building. The noun on the box matters.